Thank you both for being here today. We are on section number 3, informal interviews. This is 2373 in regards to Stephen Gilson, DVM. It can be a little bit trickier when we have both of you over the phone, so I just want to remind you both that I will let you know when to speak, so please make sure you guys have your phones on mute. I can hear somebody's okay. Door opening. but just remember not to jump in with questions or comments unless it's your turn to speak. And we also have a court reporter that is with us, so that's why it's important that we're just speaking clearly and one person at a time. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Gilson in case number 2373. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 322232. Dr. Gilson, please introduce yourself for the record.
This is Steve Gilson.
Thank you. Dr. Gilson, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all of the materials you have submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now. Mr. Gilson?
I think you received the stuff from September 12th. Yeah, the additional stuff?
Well, we received some additional information, it sounds like just an hour ago, regarding text messages and x-rays. And so I have let the board know to check their folders. So I think everybody has now reviewed that information. Okay. Do you have anything further?
Nothing further.
Any further? Okay. So this proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them of me. Let's see, Ms. Frost, you are the lead. Can you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes. On December 1st, 2022, Diamond, a 6-week-old female Australian Shepherd, was presented to respondent due to lameness on the right front leg. Radiographs revealed 2 dislocated toes. On December 2nd, 2022, respondent anesthetized the dog to place a splint. The dog was later discharged that day with carprofen and was instructed to recheck in 1 week. On December 10th, 2022, Diamond was taken to the Scottsdale Veterinary Clinic for evaluation, where she was found to be lethargic, not eating, and passing diarrhea. The bandage was removed, and multifocal areas of necrosis and purulent discharge on the right front paw was found. The wounds were lavaged, the 5th digit and 3rd phalanx was necrotic and removed.
Okay, thank you, Nikki. Dr. Gilson, at this time, I would like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Gilson, we would now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
Okay, do you want me to present beyond what was in my letter? I mean, I think my letter that I submitted to you guys in February summarizes everything that I could bring to the table.
Okay, that is sounds good. I would now like to ask board members if they have any questions of Dr. Gilson.
Dr. Gilson, this is Nikki Frost. So we received x-rays today. Those submitted, is there a reason they were submitted to today and not previously when it was mentioned there were missing information on the x-rays?
So the original x-rays were sent, because the puppy was so small, I took a close-up photo of the x-ray, which screened out the information, as you know, the patient information. When I spoke to the committee, the executive committee, they brought that to my attention. So on, it should have actually, everything was sent on September 12th. I sent a follow-up letter and the additional images that are panned back on the screen so that you can see everything.
Okay, thank you. And then today we also received a large series of screenshotted text message exchange with Alyssa. Could you clarify who, just so I make sure that I'm not assuming, who Alyssa was text messaging with?
With Abby, who is a friend of the family.
Not an employee of yours?
Not an employee, no.
And just to clarify again, Abby is the one that brought Diamond in to see you?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, do any other board members have questions for Dr. Gilson?
Hi, Dr. Gilson, this is Dr. Mosley. Could you go through the splinting of the puppy on the day that you performed it? Give me a... Go ahead.
Basically, because the toe had to be reduced, we did it under a short anesthesia, basically just reduced the digit back into position and then placed a spoon splint or a meta splint on there. Recovered her, and that was about the extent of it.
In place.
And then I think you...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you guys have a copy of the dismissal instructions, so that details out everything pretty good, I think.
Okay. When you say you placed a meta splint on, can you tell me about the padding?
Specialist cast padding, and then followed up on that by cling, and then over the top would be vet wrap.
And the vet wrap was around the splint. Was everything here's my question. Was there padding under the meta splint?
Yes.
Anterior and posterior. In other words, was there contact with the splint with the skin?
No, so the cast padding was wrapped all the way around the limb, then the cling all the way around, then the meta splint placed, cling around that, vet wrap around that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Dr. Gilson. We will now hear from the complainant in this matter. I would like to swear you in now, Ms. Roden. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. And you can now address the board.
Okay, so the puppy was my daughter's puppy. It was part of her litter, and she hurt her foot playing with the other puppies. Abby kindly said she would bring the puppy in to see Dr. Gilson, and she did, and then we got her back with instructions to bring her back in a week, which would have been on a Friday. On that Wednesday, she texted and said that Dr. Gilson would be out of town on the Friday, send a picture, and if it looked bad, that we should bring her in like right away or by the next day before he left, and if it didn't look bad, then we could wait till Monday. The texts say, it looks good, wait till Monday. And then by Saturday, after the Friday, that would have been when she should have gotten it off, she was really being sick. She had diarrhea. She was not wanting to eat. It was very concerning. So I called Dr. Gilson's office. I forget if they opened at 9 or 10, but I started calling like 20 minutes before they were to open, called, no answer, kept calling, no answer. And By 10 minutes after when they should have opened, I finally decided I was just going to take her to the Scottsdale Veterinary Clinic because it was a 24-hour vet and closer to my house. So I took her there, and then the doctor examined her, and I said, I'm pretty sure I just need a new splint. Like, I don't know what's wrong with her. Maybe she's sick. He opened it and said that, like, we found it was so bad, and then he had to treat her. And we spent the last, I mean, I spent 3 months helping her get better. I mean, I was very careful with her, but she's still the puppy. And despite e-collars and inflatable e-collars and any number of things, she a couple times got to her toes, but she did get better. One of my main concerns was just that Dr. Gilson would not communicate with me. I texted their office on the Saturday right after I took the puppy in, and my only response was, our office is closed today. And then I tried going in on Monday afterwards just to have him look at her or see what might have happened, because that was my concern, like what went wrong? We were so careful. The splint looked fine. I've never had anything like that happen before. And when I went into his office with the puppy, the gal at the front said, oh, I think he's just starting a 1 hour surgery. And then she went back and talked to him. He's like, well, so he's in the back and he's starting a 5 hour surgery. So we left. And every time I tried to call on the phone, I could not get any response. It was just a very frustrating situation. And I think I was curious if possibly there was an injury under the splint, like maybe a small cut that didn't get noticed, and that's what caused the whole infection. I don't know. My niece is a infection specialist, and she said that she thought that would be the only way that would happen, is if there was a small, like a nick in the skin or something. Anyways, it was a very frustrating experience. Thankfully, the puppy recovered. Her foot is still, it will never be right, but she can get around on it. And anyway.
Okay.
That's about it.
Thank you. Do any board members have a question for the complainant?
So Ms. Roden, you weren't the owner at the time of her presentation to Dr. Gilson?
I was not. It was my daughter.
Got it. Okay.
I took over ownership as soon as we figured out the extent of the damage.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Do any other board members have a question for the complainant?
Hi, this is Dr. Nosley. Do you know how the puppy injured the paw?
Yes. She was playing outside in a metal fenced area. And a couple of the puppies ran into that fence really hard. At the time, we didn't even notice. Like, I'm like, wow, that was hard. That didn't sound good. Nothing seemed wrong. But then when we took the puppies back in the house, she was limping. So it had to have been that. She hit her foot on the metal fencing.
So limping is what you saw. You didn't see any spots of blood.
Nope.
Anything to indicate that the skin was damaged in any way?
I did not notice, but I also have to say she was at my daughter's house at the time. When we took her in, we didn't notice that anyone was hurt. Alyssa noticed it a little later, but she didn't notice any blood or anything either, I don't believe.
Okay.
So we didn't see any signs of a cut, but I just wondered if there may have been a small one that we didn't see.
No, that's sound thinking. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Ms. Roden. Now, Dr. Gilson, do you have any additional remarks or questions you would like to ask?
I don't think so, unless there's something the board wants clarification on. I think I detailed out everything pretty well in the February letter, and then the couple things the committee brought up, I detailed out for the board on the September letter. So.
Okay.
If they have questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Sure. Are there any questions from board members for Dr. Gilson?
Hi, Dr. Gilson. Dr. Nosley again. When you put the splint on, did you see any breaks in the skin anywhere?
No.
Okay.
And I think we have an image. I think we have an image that we sent you as well of it, what it looked like.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think happened to the tub?
For the initial trauma, you mean?
No, for the
subsequently.
Mm-hmm, the subsequent problems that occurred with the healing of the tub.
Right. Well, obviously, I don't know for sure, but based on the pictures that I saw and so forth, I would suspect some self-trauma, or perhaps the bandage got wet and the cotton swelled up or something along those lines. Those are probably the two most common scenarios where, you know, we have troubles with the bandages if they get wet and the cotton swells, or if the dog self-traumatizes, or both.
Have you seen cases where just the bandage getting wet and causing bandage sores? Have you ever seen a case where a moist bandage would result in necrosis of the tub?
Well, I guess I can't say one comes to mind. Maybe somewhere along the way I have, but certainly a moist bandage, if it's on there long enough, the skin will macerate and become more susceptible to injury, you know, with less trauma. So if it was, I guess, highly macerated and then subsequently rubbed or got licked or chewed or something, then, and you get an open sore, then I can imagine it could progress on like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly the chewing. Thank you.
Okay, any further questions? Okay, this concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter. So again, for both of you on the phone, this is the part now where the board will discuss. So I just ask you to just sit back and listen to this part. And then again, I don't think I need to remind everyone, but the reason for the informal today is that we had this case as an initial investigative review, and a consent agreement was offered at that time, which Dr. Gilson declined because he felt like there were some pieces of information that we needed that we could come to a different conclusion. And so, again, this morning, we received some additional information that was highlighted by Dr. Gilson. So that's where we're at. And again, I'll let Ms. Frost is the lead on this case, so I will let her start off the discussion.
In reviewing the new information that was presented, there are some changes that I would recommend in the original consent agreement that we presented. Just getting to the right part here, I apologize. Number six, in our findings of fact, radiograph submitted did not have a patient name, owner name, date of service, or veterinary premises. Because we have those radiographs, I would add to the motion to remove that from the findings of fact. The second change based on the information that was presented in the text messages. So Alyssa was the owner. The way I read the long series of text messages is that Abby Coe was an authorized agent on behalf of Alyssa because she sent the puppy with Alyssa to get the care done. So I would say number eight, I would remove that as far as authorization for services, again, because those services were clearly authorized by Ms. Coe. And then, I apologize, I just have to work through the rest of this. I believe that was it in the findings of fact. Does anybody else have anything else? I apologize because we just got the information, yeah. So I'm a little disjointed here.
No, you're doing great.
Okay, so I would make a motion to amend the findings of fact, striking six and eight.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. We'd like to do roll call for this one. There's no further discussion. Okay, can you do roll call, Dr. James?
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
And Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Thank you. The second piece, so for the conclusions of law, again, in light of updating our findings of fact with the new information, I would make a motion to strike 20. The findings of fact constitutes a violation ARS 3222-3221 as it relates to AAC R311-502-H1, failure to obtain signed authorization from the animal owner prior to general anesthesia. So I would make a motion to remove that. And then I would also make a motion to remove 23, 24, 25, and 26. All of them have the findings of facts constituting a violation for ARS 3222-3221 as it relates to AAC R311-502, and then it's M1, M2, M3, and M4. All of those are in relation to the x-rays having the appropriate documentation.
Thank you. A motion and a second to amend the conclusions of law. Is there any further discussion?
What does that leave us with?
It
the medical records?
Yes, so that leaves us with failure, a 21 failure to document the medical record, the examination of Diamond that happened on December the 1st, and then also failure to document the route of administration of butorphanol that was administered on the 1st.
Okay. Any further questions, discussion?
Discussion. I would have, which I had in my original notes, mm-hmm. was before we offered the CA last time, is minor records violation. Because well, I don't think either one of those had an outcome on the, that's not on there, that's not amended, but that would be the direction I would go towards amending whatever we got left.
And perhaps we can vote just on the modifications to the conclusions of law, and then we can talk about.
Excuse me. So my discussion would be I'd like to trim a little more.
So we just have to vote on we just have to vote on conclusions of law.
Okay.
Yeah. But if we vote on conclusions of law, we're voting on what's remaining.
Right.
Right.
But so what you're saying is you would change what's remaining.
Yeah.
Well, that's the.
I would too.
You know, you're finding a. It sounds like you're still finding a violation, and then after you do that, then you can discuss: do you want to treat that violation as an administrative, and or do you think it rises to taking discipline, and you still have that option available.
Yes,
Madam Chair, Mr. Harris, can we clarify that? At this stage, the board is talking about issuing a board order where the consent agreement is off the table because that was declined.
Yeah.
So
right,
I just want to be clear
right.
that we're talking about something completely new.
Yeah.
So there's really no reason to be talking about amending anything.
Okay.
Well,
Sorry.
I think that's a fair point, but if you determine that discipline is required, then you've just adopted your findings of facts and your conclusions of law. For that order.
From the committee.
Pardon me?
From the consent agreement, is that what you're asking?
The draft, yeah.
From the consent agreement that was
I was proposing amending our findings and facts and conclusions of law, not the consent agreement.
Yeah.
So I apologize if I didn't clarify that.
Thank you. I just didn't want you, I understood that.
Oh, okay.
I was afraid we would go in there.
Oh, no, I'm not. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You wouldn't let that happen.
Got you.
Okay, so we still need to do a roll call then on conclusions of law.
Yep.
If there's no getting further discussion on that. Okay.
When we fixed the bump, did we actually say we got what we did with it, I guess? Because we adopted that language minus theirs.
Right.
Okay.
So we didn't believe that, but is there any?
Didn't vote on that?
So not the conclusions of law.
Okay.
So Mark, so would it be that they don't have to strike anything, they could just
Can we just restate what's still out there?
Say we want to find a violation of X.
Yeah, I think.
And then maybe take and modify the findings of fact. They could do it today, or normally it would be done the following month, but I guess we could do it today.
Well, and I think we just need to see where this is going to go, if it's going to end up in discipline or something less than discipline.
Thank you.
So, yeah. And I think Nikki was just trying to make it easy.
We're trying to follow you a little easier. So, do you just want me to state the 2 points for conclusions of law?
Sure.
Okay, I'm just going to state them. Restating the findings of facts for conclusions of law, the findings of facts constitute a violation. ARS 3222, 3221 as it relates to AAC R311, 502, L4, failure to document the medical record, the examination of the dog on December 1st, 2022. And the findings of facts constitute a violation. ARS 3222, 3221 as it relates to AAC R311, 502, L7D, failure to document the medical records, route of administration for the butorphanol on December 1st, 2022, administered to the dog.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second, and let's do roll call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is a nay. Mr. Logan?
Nay.
Dr. Nosley?
Nay.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
So that was 3-3.
That was 3-3.
So it fails.
Yeah.
Anybody have a modification to that? Nays?
I would offer an alternative motion to find a violation 3222-33B3, minor record violations that are routine entries into a medical record that do not affect the diagnosis or care of the animal.
Yeah. So I don't think it would be a violation of that statute. You would just treat this as an administrative violation, the record keeping as an administrative violation.
I amended to what he just said. So moved.
Second.
Can we do roll call again?
I'm sorry. As part of that motion, did you include the civil penalty amount?
No.
We didn't have a civil penalty in our consent agreement.
We just did the findings of fact.
But that consent agreement is null and void. We're uninformed and start from scratch.
Yes.
So this is a new motion to just find that.
Motion just to find a minor records.
And with that, you have the ability to issue a civil penalty up to $1,000.
I would decline to do that.
So no civil penalty?
No civil penalty.
Okay.
What's the discipline?
Well, it's not a discipline. It's an administrative.
Maybe
you want to think if you're not going to impose the civil penalty of a letter of concern then.
I would offer a letter of concern regarding the communications and follow-up communications after the initial visit.
And the medical records.
What happened to the documenting the examination?
There has to be a second.
Does anybody second that?
Nate? I'll second it.
I was going to say, I understand where you're going with this, Mr. Lovey. However, whenever you have not documented the exam at all, you don't have a diagnosis to say that it didn't affect the outcome because there's not written down. So I understand where you're going with it. I understand the feelings of it. I understand the conversation we had in the first place where no good deed goes unpunished. But at the same time, it was a huge miss. And things ended up happening. So I understand where you're going, but I absolutely do. But there are, to me, violations. So that's just where I'm at.
So you're saying that part in your mind is a violation?
Yes.
About the exam?
Yeah, absolutely. No exam. And then there's no documentation of how that medication was administered on the first. Mm-hmm. The only way we even know it happened on the first is because then we got something after the fact later. So this has been so, this is, the amount of time to try to even extract the information was like squeezing blood out of a turnip. So anyways, that's just, I understand where you're going, Mr. Lahey. I just respectfully disagree.
So the motion on the table is for a letter of concern.
Correct.
Yeah, it's to dismiss and issue a letter of concern.
Dismiss and issue a letter of concern.
And the letter of concern.
Or that the letter of concern was the administrative, record knowledge to have no definition. That's not.
Yeah, they're two different.
It seems like to me it's an administrative record violation and do a small civil penalty and be done with it, because it's letter of concern I could see for communication if that was what the issue was, but letter of concern for lack of documentation seems weird.
Yeah.
And it, but yet I don't think, I agree with you that it's more administrative than related to the, it's not affecting the parent and stuff.
And I see this Ross point too, there's actually nothing in there. The dog was ever there the first time he saw it, then it's a little lackadaisical to
that's why
totally
I feel like
that.
I mean, it has to, there is a medical records issue, so that we know. The question is, do you do it through a letter of concern or administrative medical records, or do it the way Nikki had it originally, which was a true violation?
And, you know, I may have, you know, unintentionally kind of thrown a wrinkle. You have the authority under an administrative, you know, violation to impose a civil penalty. It says may. You don't have to. You can just find it, you know, that it was an administrative, you know, record keeping, and it doesn't rise to taking discipline and not impose a civil penalty. And as Jane was suggesting, there just wouldn't be any consequence for it. There wouldn't be any discipline. Or
there's no probation.
Anything.
There's no.
No, it would just be a letter memorializing, you know, so.
Well, and the more we discuss and think about it, I think about what Ms. Frost said is, we know there was a communications snafu from the, I mean, once the dog left that first time, it should have been right back in there again, probably within a day or two, and it wasn't. And not having that chart that it was ever there in the first place would prevent any office staff from ever calling to check up like the next day. Hey, how's the dog doing? If there's no record.
Or a follow-up vet,
or
a different vet at that point.
Yeah.
A follow-up
stuff. I mean, there would be no.
Yeah,
so you call in the office and then, well, who's that? I don't have a chart on that.
Right.
Are we sure that's right? Do I need to disturb the doctor on his weekend off? Because I don't have that animal in the room.
Well, and there was no problem with him being out of town. I mean, that definitely was not an issue we had. I mean, doctors go out of town.
Yeah,
that wasn't an issue.
But anybody else doing the relief work or whatever wouldn't have, without that record, that, hey, the day before I left town, this happened, this dog was treated, and they may call in and need some advice or need to come back in, and now nobody else but him knows about that, but there's no record. So congratulations, you made it flip me. So we still have the motion on the floor, though, that if we're going to fail it to do something else, we need to fail it to do something else.
Well, we kind of,
we have to vote.
Or can I rescind my motion?
You can.
But it was seconded as a letter of concern.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, we have to vote.
Okay. So we need to vote on the letter of concern. Okay.
I'm going to withdraw my motion. So we don't
okay.
even have to vote.
So we don't even have to vote.
That's
okay, so let's start.
Very simple from scratch.
Yeah. Nikki's like, I have to do it.
You want to find the administrative. So that you'd like to find.
Point me. I like to do this at home before I get here.
But again, we have new information, so it's okay. This is not going to be smooth as we would like.
Is there a rule or statute or whatever?
That's up to you. I have
what
mine
treating,
fails, so.
Are we treating this as an administrative
I'm okay with doing the violation if we keep it very simple. No, continuing ed, very small fine.
Well, so do you want me to do restate conclusions of law and an order at the same time?
You're going to have to, if it's going to be disciplinary, you need to adopt findings, effects, and conclusions.
Yeah.
Right, we did findings of fact. We already all adopted that. Or did it fail?
It failed.
Oh, man.
No,
I thought
no.
That one passed. It was a conclusions of law that failed.
Well, right, but that motion was in three parts, adopting findings of fact, conclusions of law, and then a disciplinary order based upon the conclusions of law and findings of fact. If we're going to go back to a disciplinary, we need to go back and adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law again. If your intent is just to treat these record concerns as administrative violations, then you have the ability to assess a civil penalty up to $1,000.
Right.
If there's going to be something more and it's going to be disciplinary, then we need to go through that exercise again.
Okay.
Mark, I've got a legal. How is that documented when you say the administrative? Is it just, and how do we levy the fine if it's not? Is it just a board order?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, am I able to do you want me to read the entirety of the findings of fact with the two strikes?
Well, I think if staff is okay, I think it's okay to say, you know, to adopt the findings of fact that were contained in the proposed consent agreement with the exceptions of 6 and 8, I think they were.
Okay. Right. So should I put this whole thing all at one time and we can make a motion, or are we going to make a motion in three parts? Motion and vote in three parts? Okay, so I'll do it three parts. Just bear with me. Okay, so I'll make a motion to issue a new board order modifying the original consent agreement offered for the findings of fact.
No, we're not modifying it. We're using that.
It's a draft.
What's in there.
Right,
using
right.
The draft. Finding the draft as our...
Modifying,
yeah.
You just said we're
going to. I think we get the gist of it that those proposed findings of facts are going to be adopted by the board as your findings of fact, with the exceptions of paragraph 6 and 8. Is that?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. 6 and 8. So,
second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Do you want me to do roll call, Mark? Okay.
Let's do roll call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Loheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Okay.
Motion passes. Okay. So I make a motion, conclusions of law, as it relates to the findings of fact regarding the record keeping, which is ARS 3222-3221, as it relates to AAC R311-502L4, failure to document in the medical record the examination of the dog on December 1st, 2022. And again, records keeping ARS 3222-3221 as it relates to AAC R311-502L7D, failure to document the medical record, the route of administration of butorphanol on December 1st, 2022, administered to the dog.
Second.
Okay. A motion is, sorry. Second for the conclusions of law. Any further discussion? Okay, let's do roll call again.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Loheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Okay. And then this is the disciplinary piece.
Do that now, or are we going to save that for?
We don't do that at this point.
I know, we're.
Right, well, so we don't have to vote on that right now?
I guess it would come back next month.
Is that okay?
Could they do it if they wanted to?
If we just
I know, right?
Over with?
Because I'm like looking at my script here. I'm like,
yeah.
Can we do it now? It's going to be a small penalty, right? That's it.
May I ask, Tracy, if you feel that we have a great record of what this conversation was? Because I'm unclear about what we ended up with.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Then I think that will be fine.
Okay.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
All right.
Let's go ahead.
Keep
and
it rolling.
Do the civil.
All right. So, based on. Yeah, I think we asked that last time.
Oh, there are.
No, there. Victoria, I believe, has the priors.
I can.
A bunch of letter concerns. 2005, 2007, 2008.
I can give them to you.
So just let us. Yeah, we need to check and see what we can be able to see.
Thank you.
Okay. There were several letters of concerns. It looks like in 2001, though, there was a failure to renew his veterinary license, and he was offered a consent agreement and paid a jail or civil penalty. 2005, he was issued a letter of concern for clinic premises issues. 2005, he was issued a letter of concern regarding communications. 2005 again, there was a premises issue and he was issued a letter of concern. That's 2007. Dr. Gilson was issued a letter of concern. I think that's a communication issue. And 2008, he was issued a letter of concern with communication.
Thank you.
Just really, you have strong feelings about this. Do you want to make a motion?
What's that?
You want to make a motion on this part?
You were on a roll.
It was going really well.
So, he's listening to us today. We don't need to write a letter or anything like that. I do $100 fine.
Second.
Civil penalty.
Is that a motion?
That's my motion.
Second.
Are we doing per violation?
50 per?
Okay, 100. Per.
100 per? Okay. I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I understood.
Okay. So it's for a total of 200?
We have a motion and a second for issuing a $200 civil penalty. Payable within 60.
Faster than the x-rays got here. No.
Payable within 90 days?
Payable within 90 days.
Okay. Okay. Anything further? We don't have to do not signed, not...
No, this is an order.
This is an order. Okay. It's not a consent order.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go ahead and vote. Roll call.
Ms. Krieger.
Aye.
Ms. Frost.
Aye.
Dr. James is aye. Mr. Wilkie.
Aye.
Dr. Nosley.
Aye.
Ms. Solomon.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. So the board has voted to find violations and issue such agreement. This concludes, an order. We've done that part. So this concludes this matter, and Dr. Gilson, you will receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. If anyone has any questions, please call. Especially after that discussion, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office. This concludes the informal interview. Thank you both for being on the phone. And again, as stated, if you have any questions or concerns, please let us know. 23-134.